So the Torah in Parshas Bahar opens up with the mitzvah Shemitah. Rashi calling the thing from Chazal asks, "Ma'in Shemitah is Har Sinai?" So let's try to understand the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. So the Torah testifies that when it comes to Har Sinai, it's Hatar Reso Daske Hashem Elohim in Od Mevado. That Har Sinai, what it was that we saw Kosh Baruch Hu Nor V'Light, that we realized that Hashem was one that does nothing but Him. And essentially, in other words, Har Sinai was a pivotal moment in terms of acquiring Emunah. Now, the Chazon Ish explains that Emunah and Bitachon, that the difference between Emunah and Bitachon is that Emunah is mitzad halacha, whereas Bitachon is mitzad maisa. Namely, Emunah is the belief, but Bitachon is actually actualizing that belief. So if you think about it, the actualization of the belief of the Emunah that we acquired at Har Sinai is best expressed through the mitzvah of Shemitah. As the Sefer Chinuch and many others explain, the mitzvah of Shemitah is centered around the midah of Bitachon. A farmer would have to not work his field for an entire year and trust solely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the relationship between the mitzvah, the Har Sinai and Shemitah, is the relationship between one of Emunah and Bitachon. At Har Sinai, we gained the Emunah, but when it came to putting it into practice, that's the bitachon, and that's the mitzvah shmita. So for that reason, the Torah tells us specifically that the mitzvah shmita is given at Har Sinai, because the Torah is teaching us a lesson that the emunah that we acquired at Har Sinai is not sufficient, but it's meant to be actualized, it's meant to be put into practice, and the mitzvah best highlights putting the emunah that we acquired in the Har Sinai into practice is the mitzvah shmita, which is a mitzvah which is all about the bitachon.